Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of High School Game Day. Alongside Sam Wiederhoft, Brady Klain, and J.D. Arlen, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. WHJE and CHTV are once again paired up for a special pregame show on senior night. Carmel was on the road last week, so we weren't able to perform game day there, but it sure was an exciting contest. The Greyhounds got down early but battled back thanks to a couple of big interceptions and three touchdown catches by Jalen Walker, and Carmel exited that chilly downpour with a victory. And now on to this week. These two teams have an incredible history, which we'll get to later. But what this Greyhound team and all you fans remember most recently is the loss in the state championship game 2 years ago to the Warriors. A 7-6 defeat with an Austin Roberts kickoff return called back on a penalty. And that game is just one of many tight ones. But this year, both teams are 5-2 with losses to Center Grove and teams from Cincinnati. They're ranked number 2 and number 3 in the state. They don't like each other, and this is an important game moving on into the playoffs. It's a perfect night for football. The crowd is buzzing. What else would we expect from a Carmel and Warren Central matchup, guys?
Well, I'm talking to Coach Hebert today during class and during SRT. We talked to him. He said the Carmel versus Warren rivalry is the biggest game that he's ever been a part of. Even when he was playing in the mid-80s, he said the game was the most exciting, the most talked about, and the most watched and listened to on radio and TV. But he said this game is the most special one because these two teams do have that quote-unquote hatred for each other. It's not a true hatred, but it's a true rivalry. You really won't get any much better of a rivalry in all of high school football.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Brady. I think this is going to be a dogfight, something that we're really excited to see. The fans are excited to see, hearing the buzz around the hallway. A lot of people are getting ready for this game. This is something that's going to set the tone for the rest of the season and set the tone for the postseason coming up in just a few weeks. So I think we can really expect a lot from both sides of the ball. They're going to be playing better than they have been all season.
Guys, it's senior night, and these seniors are anxious to get out there on the field. And what better opponent to face than Warren Central with the same record? It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a really close game. I'm expecting a great game tonight, guys.
All right, but like I said, it was an incredible game last week at Ben Davis. They were down really early. I won't go too much into it. Sam has that job. Sam, recap the game last week for
us. Yes, sir. Last game was huge. Puts the Greyhounds at their winning streak at 4, increases their record to 5-2. In the first quarter, Story Emerson caught a 33-yard pass from Reese Taylor to make it 7-0. The Greyhounds evened it at 7 in the second quarter with a Jalen Walker touchdown pass from Michael Victrup, one of his three. It became 14-7 when Withorn had a 1-yard run up the middle to put the Ben Davis Giants up by 7. And then they increased their lead to 14 by the score of 21-7 with a run from Chris Evans, their star running back. Greyhounds responded with a Jared Redifer 1-yard touchdown catch from Michael Victrup to make it 21-14. We enter halftime. There will be no more scoring for the Ben Davis Giants. No scoring in quarter three also. But we enter quarter four. Jalen Walker catches a 34-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Michael Victrup to even it up at 21. And then the Greyhounds get a lead by a run by Tobias Watkins to make it 28-21. And just to rub it in, the Greyhounds, Jalen Walker catches his third touchdown pass, a 32-yard catch, to make it 35-21. So a huge momentum booster coming into tonight. A great win for the Greyhounds, 35-21 over the reigning state champion, Ben Davis Giants.
It was certainly exciting to broadcast, and I'm going to say this right now. Sorry for the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We're outside, so the wind is blowing all over the place, so that's why it may sound a little fuzzy back at home. But let's move on to look at the rest of the season for the Greyhounds. They have a lot of momentum building right now. They're on a 4-game win streak. What do you think has contributed to that momentum so far, Brady?
Well, I think the big key is injuries, because earlier in the season we saw a lot of injuries, specifically with the offensive line position, which is where one of the toughest positions to play in all of high school and college and pro football, especially here for this Greyhound team, because they go through a very fast-style offense, so these offensive linemen wear out a lot, but their injuries have really died down. We've only seen one injury in the last couple weeks, and that was Harley Fry on homecoming night, and he's back in action tonight for the Greyhounds. So the injuries really were the biggest key that were a problem in the earlier in the season, but fixing that throughout this year, I think they've really become a much tougher team, and they're going to have much less injuries throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think the key and to the game, and correct me if I'm wrong, this season so far has been teamwork. These guys have really gotten together in the last couple of games to make it work. When we saw these guys in game 1 and game 2 in Cincinnati, they didn't really know the strengths and weaknesses of each player. We didn't really know who could operate under pressure, who could catch an 80-yard touchdown pass, who could make interceptions, Alex Akins. And so I think now that we know what's going on with our team, we know the strengths of our team, we're going to know how to utilize them, and I think we're going to be a lot more successful, and that will carry over into the postseason.
What I think has been the key to this winning streak has been Michael Victor being able to connect with his receivers, more specifically Jalen Walker. We see him run that streak. We saw him run it a few times last week, and whenever they're able to connect, it's usually for big yardage, and those really change the momentum in the game. So Jalen Walker has been my key player throughout this winning streak.
Now, there is a more professional radio TV station behind us, RTV6.
Don't think about it, Jack.
So that's why the fans are going a little crazy, but we still got...
No, it's for us. It's for us, for sure.
It's for us, yeah.
We still got a great television station here at Carmel CHTV.
Absolutely.
But I think the momentum building has really come during this four-game win streak from the offense. The offense has really picked it up. They're outscoring their opponents 158-68, and they're averaging 40 points per game in this win streak. Michael Victrop has been ridiculously efficient. 16-16 in the first half against Lawrence North, and 11-16 in the game. It was rainy, so that's why he didn't pass that much. And he had 4 touchdowns. 11-16 with 4 touchdowns against Ben Davis. And because of there haven't been that many pass attempts, that means the running game has picked it up. Our offensive line has really done a great job, and Tobias Watkins has been super steady back there in the backfield. And then the defense. I mean, they've been pretty quiet the whole year because teams aren't really scoring that much against them, except for 2 games, exceptions, LaSalle and Pike. But they've really made big plays when they've needed to, and that no-fly zone has been shut down all year. So that's why the momentum has been building so far. And now let's move on to problems that need fixing. Sam?
I'm going to go with their first half play. I still think they're getting down a little bit in the first half. We saw them get down 21-7 against Ben Davis last week. That really put them back a little bit, forced them to have a comeback. And we saw them get down in the first couple games as well against LaSalle and Center Grove. So I think they need to improve their first half play. It's going to be huge against Warren Central tonight to really come out of on the field firing. And I think they got to set the tone early, guys.
I agree with you. The inconsistency is the main key, especially with the starting arm. We've seen a couple games where they've really started off really hot, especially that very first game against HSC. Yes, HSC is a lesser opponent than some of the other teams that we've played throughout this year, but still, they're a very good team. HSC is, but the Greyhounds, the one thing they have to do, like you said, Sam, and really we've preached about this on all season long, is they don't start off very quickly. They come out and they run sort of more of an NFL-style offense, if you know what that is, where you come out in the first 2 or 3 drives, first quarter even maybe, you come out and analyze everything that's going on. You see what was different than what you saw in film watching the previous week before. So coming out and you see what's new and how to adapt to that. And then after that is where you really start to push your game.
I think what has been the fault in Carmel's play style so far is that we've let some of the pressure get to our heads. If you look at the games where we're down early in the first quarter, you look at LaSalle, you look at Ben Davis, you look at Center Grove. So I think what we've done well is play in the second half. We've overcome that, but it's taken 2 quarters to get there. I think what we need to do is try to keep a level head. This is not only a big matchup, but it's also senior night. So we've got a packed house. We've got a lot of players out there that are really going to be playing like there's no tomorrow because it's their last time here at Carmel Stadium. So I think if we can just kind of get in our own heads, play the game minute by minute, down by down, we're going to be more successful than we have been in games past.
And who knows, like you said, JD, this could be their last game at Carmel High School because this is the last regular season home game. The sectional draw this Sunday night, so who knows, the Greyhounds could be playing away and not get a chance to play here again this year.
And JD, you said it right. Those were big games against Center Grove, LaSalle, and Ben Davis, but they showed improvement against Ben Davis in that they came back. Against LaSalle and Center Grove, they weren't able to get the victory, but against Ben Davis, they were. And that was one of my points, slow starts. Getting off to a slow start, it's so difficult to come back against these great teams. And if they get off to a slow start against Warren tonight, I'm not sure if they can come back because this Warren Central team can score, and they're very good. Number 3 in the state. I'll say it again. And then the stupid penalties. Yeah, stupid penalties, occasional roughing the passer. At the end of the half, they got a penalty that actually gave Ben Davis to shoot down a Hail Mary. That could have changed the game. It ended up working out with a turnover for the Greyhounds. But still, these occasional penalties, specifically personal fouls, that really extend drives for the opponents, they need to eliminate that if they want to move on and win a state championship. And that's the last thing. Can this team win a state championship? What do you think?
I think yes. I think they have all the weapons. They have every position, everything they have. that the Greyhounds need and that a team needs to win a state championship. They have a fantastic backfield, a fantastic offensive and defensive line, a fantastic quarterback, wide receiver trio combination. But I think the biggest key to winning a state championship is a defense, and I think that's what the Greyhounds have. They really pride themselves on defense, especially their no-fly zone, especially with Alex Akins back there and Noah Berg's running up the front. So I think the Greyhound defense is going to lead them all the way to the state championship.
You know, you said it well, Brady, but I think Ray Lewis said it the best. Defense wins championships. I think the Carmel Greyhounds have done a great job this season on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the secondary with Alex Akins and, surprisingly, Noah Burks catching an interception last game. So I think we have all the tools to win a state championship. Now, will we be able to execute that? Will we be able to put it together to actually make something work? That's a whole different question. And I think now that we've been to Lucas Oil Stadium 2 years in a row and fallen on our own sword, I think we have the drive to really make it work and pick up a state championship.
Like you said, JD, third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm.
I'm going to go yes if they can keep this momentum up. We've seen the offense play stellar during this four-game win streak. Michael Bigtrip just has so many weapons at that wide receiver position. Then you got Tobias Watkins and Steven Watts to fall back on with that run game. I still think the defense needs a little bit of improvement. Can't keep giving up the big plays. But if they keep playing like they've been playing for these past four games, I think we got a state championship squad here, guys.
I'd have to agree. And JD, you hit it right on the button again when they said they have all the tools. Literally, on my prep sheet.
It really does. All, it says, can this team win state? Under that, all the tools.
All the tools. They have all the tools. Wide receiver, Michael Vickdrop, a shutdown defense at least the last four games. They have all the tools. And may I add, the chemistry on this team is phenomenal. They, we talked to Michael Vickdrop on Hound Pound Sports Talk earlier in the year, and he said this team, by far, has the best chemistry he's seen. Last year, not quite there. Maybe that's what contributed to a state championship loss, but these seniors specifically are really tight.
Yeah, and adding to the chemistry thing, we've seen over the last couple years, the offensive line, I keep going back to the offensive line because that's what I think. I think the offensive line wins games. But and going back to the offensive line, what I said was, this is the first year that we've had a game where we've had all seniors start at offensive line. We have all seniors right now, minus Justin Williams, who is a junior, but he has a lot of experience. So the chemistry that the offensive line has is a great job protecting everyone else and creating the chemistry to grow even more for Michael Vickdrop and his other weapons.
All right, so can they win state? This is a big stepping stone tonight. But last year, that was a huge game as well. I'll recap that one from 2014. The Carmel Greyhounds came out with a 17-10 victory. They got off to a huge start, 14-0. If you guys remember, there was an 82-yard touchdown pass to Colin Pearson in the first quarter from Isaac James, who wasn't really known as a passing quarterback, but that was an unbelievable play, unbelievable catch. That got him off to a quick start, and then another touchdown added by Chris Perkins. They're up 14-0 right away. Warren Central comes right back in the second quarter, adds 10 points. It's only 14-10 at halftime, and then Carmel added a late field goal in the fourth quarter from Nick Stacy, I believe. No, it was actually Connor Coughlin. Nick Stacy had missed a couple of field goals, so they brought Connor Coughlin in, and he actually hit the 30-yard field goal as a freshman, which is very impressive, and Carmel was able to get a 7-point lead. They held on to win 17-10.
You know what? That was a really low-scoring game, and I'm just going to say right now, that's going to be the complete opposite tonight.
For sure.
Opposite.
And last year, that catch, like you said a second ago, Jack, the throw from Isaac James to Colin Pearson, that was Pearson's only catch all season long. He had one catch for an 82-yard touchdown, so that has to look good on a stat sheet, especially for your averages.
What a big play. And this rivalry dates back to forever ago.
1959.
That's when it dated back to. Now, who won that game?
It was a tie.
That's
Jack.
Right.
It was a tie.
Carmel leads and wins 36-24, and they tied three times, like that game in 1959. And that dates all the way back to the 50s and 60s, those ties, because no one ties anymore. and then also another one. The longest win streak for Carmel was 9 in this series, and Warren Central was 4. And that was from 2004 to 2006, that four times, with former coach Kevin Wright, who's now at the IMG Academy, and when he was at Warren before he went to Carmel. They've met 7 times in the playoffs, and Carmel is 2-5. So Carmel hasn't been very successful against them in the playoffs. And an even more appalling stat, they've met in the state championship 3 times, 0-3 for Carmel. So Warren Central has Carmel's number in the playoffs, but not necessarily the regular season. And it's sort of a topic of discussion, guys. You want to beat them in the regular season, but if that means you'll lose to them in the playoffs, I mean, which one do you have to trade off?
Well, I would say I'd rather win in the playoffs, because in IHSA football, it's different in other states. But in IHSA football, regular season wins don't matter. Your team could go 0-9 and then win the state championship that year.
Exactly.
The amount of wins you get does not matter your seeding in the playoffs at all.
Everyone makes the playoffs, and obviously the championship is more important in the playoffs. Okay, so that was last year's game and sort of some stats about the history of this rivalry. Now let's move on to look at this Warren Central team so far. JD, you did a little bit of research.
I did.
What is this Warren Central team like this year?
So, Jack, when I'm looking over stats, when I'm looking over film of these guys, there's no one way to put your thumb on how this team plays. They adapt so well to other opponents. They almost look like a different team every week. And that's due to their run game. Jalen Coe coming in at number one, only 5'4", but still picking up massive amounts of points and yards every single game. And something they do really well is those short screen passes into the end zone. They also can air the football out. You see where I'm going with this? There's no way to hit the bullseye on what they do well other than saying they play the game of football well. So I think not only our secondary has to be worried, but our defensive line has to hang tough as well. And I think that's going to come, of course, from Zach Sommer, their quarterback, only a junior, 6'0", 170 pounds, really versatile player, plays like he's in college.
I think what you said, JD, was I honestly think in watching film with you and looking at everything, the Warren Central Warriors this year are the toughest, if not second toughest, team to guard against behind Center Grove. And Center Grove runs that crazy triple option, which the Greyhounds never seem to have been able to figure out. We've been game planning for it for years, but we never get a true understanding of it. But this year, in watching the formations that Warren's running, they run a lot of trips formation, but they also run a lot of the trips formation. So they spread out the field a lot. They've power off to just one side of the field, and then you go misdirection on that one. So the big thing they do is their quarterback rolls out a lot. Sumir is a very fast and very athletic quarterback, and he's very dangerous downfield.
All right, real quick, guys, because it's senior night here, and everybody's lining up on the track, and we're on the track, so we have to wrap it up and get out of here. Give a quick prediction and key to the game, Brady.
My key to the game is attack early and attack fast. The Greyhounds are going to have to get out and score early if they want to get up high in this game and sort of kill the momentum for Warren Central. I'm going to have the Greyhounds winning this one 24-21.
I'm going to say that the Warren Central Warriors are going to get off to a fast start. I think Carmel's going to get it inside their head that this is a big game. I think we're going to get down in the first half, but I think we're barely going to claw our way out. 17-14 Greyhounds.
High-scoring game, guys, in my opinion. The key to my game is start off fast, like you guys have been saying. Greyhounds win 38-31 over the Warren Central Warriors.
And here's the moment, ladies and gentlemen, my headgear pick. We have a Warren Central helmet. We have a Carmel helmet. Last regular season game of the year. I'm really excited.
Let's see it.
This is a tough pick for me. Like I said, key to the game, fast start. So I've got the Carmel Greyhounds winning this one 38-34. I'm going to put on the Carmel helmet.
Jack's put on the Carmel helmet. Sam chose Carmel. Jack chose Carmel. JD, you chose Carmel, right?
I did.
And I chose Carmel. We all have the Hounds in this one. For those of you listening on WHA, make sure you stay tuned as the broadcast for us will be going on in just a couple minutes on the opposite side as we move this stuff back up to the press box. But for those of you viewing on CHTV, this will be aired at a later date. JD, when's this going to be aired?
Well, we're going to air this in the second session of SRT, in the next SRT, so that'll be Tuesday at 9:30. And then we've got a delayed broadcast of this game, hopefully tomorrow night, but nothing sure on that.
Nothing sure on that one. So stay tuned as they will be releasing information about that one. For Jack Kaiser, JD Arlen, and Sam Wiederhaft, I'm Brady Klain. And also for WHAE and CHTV, thanks for listening and thanks for tuning in.